The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have a great show for you today, and a couple of really cool things. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. It's been such an honor to continue to be with you each and every week, and actually in this hour, each and every week since September of 2003. And so, yeah, some people would say, wow, how do you do that? And I asked myself the question, how do I not do it? So today we're going to get to think about, I have a great guest for you today, Upside. And, you know, we say Upside, you know, it reminds me of that Diana Ross song, and Upside Down, you're turning me. That's our lives. But Bonnie Michael is joining me here today. We're going to talk about that. Maybe Chad can get that groove. He can find that groove and we can play that. Upside, how to zig when life zags. Very interesting concept. So if you don't think your life zags, or if you think your life zags all the time, then how do you zig? How do you get in that groove? We were just talking about that today, but I want to introduce you to who Bonnie is. We've got lots to talk about today. You know, when we think of the word, and this is really kind of what, you know, each of us are known for certain things. And this is kind of interesting how we get branded by, you know, by the public. But Bonnie has been known to be a problem solver. What does that mean? It means looking at options. When somebody throws you a curveball, and here it is right in front of you, we get to decide what we're going to do with that. When we get thrown a curve, what do we do with that? Do we abandon ship, or do we find that we need to have a different set of oars? So she's joining us here today to look at and help us, especially through her book, which is Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags. You know, how these tips are going to help us have the most incredible life we can. You know, her expertise and experience made her a regular contributor on NPR, CNN, Lifetime, ABC, CBS, and international media. And now she could add the Dr. Pat Show to that. But, you know, here we are talking about zigging and zagging. And it's so interesting that this topic came up after an email I received from one of the listeners today, which I hope we'll talk about. Bonnie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, I forgot to mention that, you know, that you co-authored this book with Allison. So you just need to give Allison a Blankenship a little shout out right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
She's the best.
you know, so somebody said to me, it's really interesting. I started to use sign my BBB. And somebody said to me, what, BBB? Your name is Pat. Pat Basile, it's PB. Why are you BBB? I said, because I'm a better baby boomer. I think I got to a point, right? So here we are, Bonnie. We're labeled baby boomer. Now, I don't even know how we got that, but it's taken on a new meaning. What does that mean to you in the context of writing this book and what you do?
Well, I think that the context is that, you know, we baby boomers really thought that life was just going to keep going on as we planned it, and we had this rosy, you know, future ahead of us, retirement, all these expectations and all these plans, and, you know, life was just rosy and hunky-dory, you know, And suddenly, you know, the rug got pulled out from many people, and it's still going on. And so this is an opportunity. This is the upside. It's an opportunity to take a look at your life and reevaluate and look at where those downsides are and how to find the upside through this time of ours that is constantly changing. As we speak, things are changing. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow with the European situation in Greece, and how is that going to affect us?
Well, I mean, if you listen to anything that goes on in the news, which I don't, I just listen to it on one of my other shows. It's kind of like the front end of the show, that the daytime show that I do. So you pick up a bits and pieces, but you talk about a gloom and doom story. Wow. I mean, you know, people are being shocked by that, especially at a time where some folks are seeing like the light at the end of the tunnel a little bit here.
Yes and no. I think that we still don't know what's going to happen in the future, and that is a big premise of our book. It's that the not known is the new normal. And so we don't know what's going to happen, and we really need to be prepared for that not known, because it's going to affect us. There are some good not knowns. I mean, we have to think about the ATMs and cell phones and all those things that helped us. But take a look at the extreme weather, Gulf spill, the economy, Arab Spring, Wall Street, the Occupy movement. All these things are not knowns that are going to affect our lives. So as the rules of life keep changing, and there is no security, the rules have changed. There are extremes. The change is happening so quickly, and we really have to change our mode of operation. And it's a mindset to adapt, reframe, be aware, look within, and identify all those things in your life that could sabotage you. And that's really what this book is about. It's about a holistic approach to finding the upside. It's not just about career. It's not just about money. It's about everything, your lifestyle, where you live, how you live, natural resources, simplicity. It takes into account all the things that will affect your life, either in a positive or negative way.
Well, I love this when you come right out in the book, and you know, the first chapter, for those of you that are just tuning in, Bonnie Michael is joining me here today, Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags. First chapter of the book, I love this. Wake up to a new reality. But I love the quote that you have. That's a quote, Dorothy the Wizard of Oz. Toto,
yes.
Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Wow, but boy, don't we want to be.
Oh, yes, we do. And it's really not a good thing to go back and say, I wish, you know, I had these hopes, I had these dreams. You can take some time to, you know, mourn your loss, but don't spend too much time in that place, because life is speeding around you. And I have found that the people that we're working with that are really becoming successful at dealing with all these downsides, they have some things in common. They've really accepted the fact that life has changed, and they've accepted the fact that they've had losses, whether it's been financial or jobs or even partners, and they adapt, and they are very creative, extremely creative, and open to all kinds of possibilities. So the person that sort of has this mindset of, this is the way it was supposed to be, I had these expectations, and really whine and dwell in this space of real negativity, is going to have a very difficult time moving forward. It clearly is a mindset to begin to change. It's very hard. Nobody likes change. Do you like change? I don't like change.
You know, honestly, you're talking to somebody, and I don't know how much you know about, you know, most people go online and they kind of read my little story on there. You know, you're talking to somebody that in 1991 was in a human resource organization of, let's just say, one of the largest phone companies that ever existed. And I had to implement a downsizing program. It was one of the first really of its kind. Now downsizing, everybody expects to lose their job, right, Bonnie? But I mean, go back 20 years and not so much. People still had a little hope. And the firing of people was one thing. Firing somebody one month away from full pension was eating away at me. But firing thousands of people in that boat and being responsible for that just tore my soul apart.
But here's the thing,
right? None of us know what we're going through in the moment. But I really think that I have to really look at people right now. And I know you do this every day. Don't you think the folks out there right now, boy, don't they have some gumption?
Yes. Absolutely. And I think you're probably talking about all those people that are actively protesting. Is that what you're referring to?
I'm talking about the people that are protesting. I'm talking about the people who've lost their homes and haven't given up.
Yes.
You know, I'm talking about the innovators that are out there. You know who I'm even talking about in the moment? What's his face? Harold Schultz from Starbucks.
Right.
Who decided for $5 he's going to do his own job expansion plan and bring a micro business here. I mean, it's kind of a bitter end. But you know, your book is to say, look, everyone listening to this show can decide with the right tools how to change their life. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, I believe in this so strongly because I've seen it in action all around me. And when you said two words before when you were talking about, you know, this what's going on with so many individuals, hopeful is a really important key word in people that are turning things around in a creative way. One of the things we really stress is this ability to be a visionary. And what we mean by that is not, you know, looking in the crystal ball and knowing what's going to happen. It means that you are putting pieces together. You're looking at patterns in this life. You're reading a lot of important information, facts and figures. And you're connecting the dots in a way that says, this is what I can do in the future. This is a job that will bring me some passion, some money, and will also be something that will be long-lasting. This is an industry, a resource, an entrepreneurial organization. Whatever you're inventing, it's something that's going to be needed in the future. And I think it's looking forward. And it's not going back to that old way we used to get work and live our lives. You know, we would, you know, fix our resume up and look at the jobs. I mean, certainly that's fine because, you know, there are some jobs you can find online and through networks. But those people that are going to survive are really going to have to do some homework to take a look at what is the future going to look like? What are we going to need? And what are the possibilities? What's going to happen? One of the things that we ask people to do is even, you know, where they live. Take a look at this year in terms of drought, fire, floods. Can you protect yourself by living in a better place? You know,
right.
These are all part of a holistic plan. It's not just finding a job. It's looking at the future and all things that are going to affect your life so that you can survive and be happy.
Well, that's why I love what you've done because it's, you know, having gone through most of the things that you and I are talking about, it's really finding yourself in such an abundant way. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Bonnie about mindset. Very interesting conversation, mindset. And I'm going to share a very interesting story, an email that came from one of our listeners. What is that thing that's called mindset? And why do Bonnie and Allison in the book talk about changing the mindset to adapt and prosper? I love that this is a book that says, yes, not only can we adapt, but guess what? We can actually prosper. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. Oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. To make sure that you are included in what goes on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio, I would love to invite all of you to sign up for our newsletter each week. You're part of lots of really good information that comes out once a week. We don't do anything strange with your email account. And starting January in 2012, we're going to be raffling off some amazing prizes to those of you out there. We have something really cool planned for you based on your input that you gave us in the 2010 listener survey. So thank you. Go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. Thank you guys for joining me here today. This is a really important topic. Bonnie Michaels, author of Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags. This book is filled with tips for what the authors are calling sustainable success. You know, Bonnie, thank you for joining me here today. It's such an important conversation. You know, I want to ask you before we talk about mindset, I want to ask you, what were some of the personal challenges and obstacles that you had to overcome, you know, to be so passionate about this? Because I know for myself, I don't do what I do because I woke up all altruistic one day.
Oh, how right you are. Well, I think that, you know, my life has been one continuous series of problem-solving events. And starting way back where I had a husband who was very ill when I was very young, and I had a young child. And we lost our home, and we had no money. And I think that going through that time, trying to raise a child with a sick husband and make a career and a life that was meaningful, was probably the biggest challenge. And it's the one that's probably left the most impression on me, because I got through it, and I figured it out, and not only did I figure it out, but I made a really wonderful life. I was able to help a lot of other people figure out their lives and realize what happiness is about and how you can design a life that is meaningful with, you know, work that is, that you feel passionate about, that you can live nicely, but maybe within your means rather than extravagantly, which I really believe in. I think those early experiences gave me the strength and awareness that every time something serious happens in my life, that I do have the skills and the ability to think through this, be creative, and move forward. In fact, this book was the result of I had a stress fracture, and this really knocked me for a loop. I was laid up for a long time. I couldn't do anything, and after I got over the initial, you know, sense of loss and being really upset, I started to take my own advice and say, okay, now what are you going to do with this time? And so I really started to research what I thought was going to happen and really anticipated the beginning of the recession. And that's how I got started. So sometimes from our worst experiences come a life that is really wonderful and meaningful. But we have to move into a mindset to say that it is possible. If we stay in that negative place of, I can't, or this is horrible, why did this happen to me, we're just never going to move forward.
Well, you know, I mean, this is part of, you know, what you talk about in the book, you know, creating the mindset to adapt and prosper. You know, I think that for you and I think we're really clear. We come from a place, not some book you and I picked up and we read. I mean, we come from the place of having to experience some of the, one of the most traumatic things that could happen to us in our lives, whether that's chronic illness or, in my case, you know, a job loss after 25 years that came completely unexpected. However, for me, my therapy was I went back to graduate school and went on to doctorate work and spent the entire, if you can believe this, Bonnie, this was therapy, the entire time from 1994 to 2000, researching and writing about the consequences of violating the psychological contract. So there you go.
Oh, wow. You did find the upside.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, in layperson's terms, folks, consequences of breaking promises. That's what that means.
Yes.
But I did. You know, but you know, once you finish a dissertation like this, you know, that the upside is really getting it, doing some great research. The downside, or the zig or the zag or whatever it is once you have that topic as your dissertation, try to find a corporate job.
Yes. But now you have another life, and
I do have another life.
Very meaningful.
Well, let's talk about this in detail, because not many people really understand the term mindset. You know, we've all been told change your attitude. We've all been told suck it up. You know, we've all been told, okay, you know, think and you shall receive. I would like the listeners to hear what mindset from your perspective means.
Well, I think that you have to really just move beyond the chaos, and you have to go inside. you know, work on the inside before the outside. And I know for many people that's sort of like woo-woo and, you know, how am I going to do that? And what is she talking about? I need to get a job. But I think until you are very, very clear on what your values and long-term goals are to make important, and I use the word sustainable, decisions, you're just going to react to the situation. You're going to react out of a place of fear. And part of changing the mindset is reducing those fears, you know, moving from fearful to fearless. And I think that's such an important phrase. We have nothing to be afraid of to go out there and try something new and different. If the worst has already happened to you, you have very, very little to lose by experimenting and trying different lifestyles, choices in your careers, everything, because it may bring you a better life, because obviously what you have now is not really working, and some of it is not your fault, obviously. But it's important to analyze that aspect as well, because I think a lot of people really did shoot themselves in the foot by not being conscious and aware of how they were living their life, the lifestyle that they chose, how they chose to spend their money or not save it. And I think this was a big blow to many people. We have lived in a spending society versus a saving society. And it got to be like a disease. You know, everybody's doing it, so why can't I do it? And living beyond our means is something that we do have control over. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't be happy and you can't have a lovely type of a lifestyle. It just means that you may have to cut back a little and take a look at what's really needed and important in your life. We all know that we need shelter, we need food, we need friendship, we need love, we need creative things to be doing. But beyond that, we don't need a whole lot more. And I think this part of the mindset is extremely important, because people still are afraid that, you know, if I don't have a lot of things, I'm just not going to be happy, or I'm not going to be popular, or, you know, money and things are, you know, mean power, and you know, that's really an old tape that we have to move away from. So part of changing the mindset is really being able to be aware of your choices, be clear on your goals, be very, very clear on your relationship with money, and you may have to change some of your habits. I certainly have seen a lot of people who have gone down this this dark path change their habits and realize, hey, I'm really happy. I don't need to go shopping every day for those new pair of shoes. I'm really okay. But certainly it goes way beyond that. And I think that being able to be resilient, and we have a lot of activities, because you may get into a really good place and have figured this all out and have a job, and then things can change again, and then you're going to be really disappointed. And so getting those, being able to go with the flow, and being able to transform whatever happens, and I think that expectations is another barrier in our life. If we do all the right things, we expect certain things to happen. But that may not be the case in this changing world. We can do all the right things and nothing happens. And so then we go back to the drawing board again and revisit it. And I'm sure it's happened to you. It's happened in my career. It's happened to so many people, where we constantly have to be adapt and reframe and be very, very flexible in how we choose our meaningful work and how we choose to live our lives.
Well, yes, it has. I mean, I love this. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about how do we create this lifestyle prosperity? How do we go from surviving to thriving? How do we do it? How do we make thriving the norm when so many things are unknown? Bonnie Michaels joining me here today. But, you know, Bonnie, you're absolutely right. I mean, I look at my life and I think, okay, first of all, I never thought I'd get out of the Bronx in New York. I mean, let's just start with that. And I was homeless at 17. And, you know, the best job I ever had, and I think about that except for the one I have now, was selling hot dogs from a hot dog wagon. So, you know, honestly, it is a place that I hope we all get to discover. But I'm not Pollyanna either, and neither are you. And so when we come back, we're going to share with all of you what this lifestyle prosperity is. What does this mean for you? How does it feel? And what is it that each of us can learn to get there, stay there, and create more of it? Bonnie Michaels joining me here today. She's got some answers. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, for more information about us, please check us out at thedrpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. I also want to make sure you all know how to get a copy of this book, Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags, but more importantly, some of the resources that Bonnie Michaels has laid out for you. And so we want to make sure you go to their website, which is www.com. UpsideTheBook.com. www.UpsideTheBook.com. Bonnie, did I give out that right website there?
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so here's the deal. I read your book, right? I'm in the lifestyle prosperity. I love it. Sounds great. Surviving and thriving in the new norm. Okay, here's the quote that you have in here by Derek Lynn, if I could read it, if you don't mind. Yeah, yeah. This was a toughie for me. This one was always a toughie for me, still is. It says, live full in the here and now. Appreciate the simple things in life. Take responsibility for your destiny. Now, I so related to this because I was sitting with my prayer partner on Saturday, and my coach on Saturday, and she said, you need an affirmation to help you move forward. And the affirmation that we came up with was, I am my destiny.
That's wonderful.
And the minute I said it, I knew I had to step into it. Saying it and stepping into it, Bonnie, two different things.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Help us with this.
Well, it goes back to taking the time, and this is so hard for us because we're such a doer society. You know, when something happens, we want to react and fix it and change it. But before you can do that, you really have to take a step back. And the experience of being in the here and now is where you find the upside. It's not by running around like a chicken. It is truly being able to have that mindset where you're open in the present, whether you are present reading something or present with a friend or daydreaming. Whatever it is, being in the here and now is the opportunity for all these wonderful things to open up for you. And in that process of opening up, there must be a mindset acknowledging the gifts that you already have. This, and as you said, this is a hard one. And I fall back on this like everybody else. You know, when something happens that I didn't get what I wanted or some expectations, you know, I'm ready to whine and say, why did that happen? Instead of saying, wait a minute, stop. What do you have in your life? And I have such a rich life. I have a wonderful partner. I have a wonderful set of friends. I have meaningful work, family. I have enough money to, you know, live not extravagantly, but enough to, you know, pay the bills and go to a movie and things like that. So it's acknowledging what you already have, not in things, but oftentimes in meaningful friendships and activities. I have a dear friend that just passed away who spent her life really helping other people. And she had such abundance and prosperity in her life. She is loved by so many people, and she lived a life that was true to her passions. She didn't accumulate. She stayed on that path of true mindfulness of what, you know, her goals were always very clear. And one of the things she always said to all of us who were younger is that, you know, you have to learn to give back, that is one of the most important things that you can do in your life. And if you can transfer your skills and your strengths in giving back, you're going to find meaningful work and you're going to design a meaningful life. And certainly gratefulness is a word that's used a lot, but I think that you can never do enough of it. I think every morning, setting up a new habit of saying all the things you're grateful for before you step out into the world, set your mind and remind you that you really have a lot. Some have more than others. If you have good health, this is like a wonderful thing to be grateful for. And so as we're designing our lives, thinking about our goals and things that we want to find in the future as we've had a downside, I think you have to start with what you already have and create more abundance in this area. And along with this goes making sustainable choices. Again, it goes back to that lifestyle. It's that need versus want kind of thing. Tough one, you know. I hear kids in the store all the time, you know, I need this, I need this, I need this. Well, it's really they want it. It's not that they need it. And I think we have to ask ourselves that question all the time. Where is the need and where is the want? And how does that fit in with lifestyle prosperity? How does that fit in with the life plan that we really want to create for ourselves? I like to say that you should build your bank account with simplicity. And I know that, again, that word simplicity has been used a lot, and a lot of people think of it in terms of, you know, depriving themselves of things. And it really means that you live within your needs, respecting our natural resources, which are depleting. And this is an important aspect. We need to really pay attention to all this. Make sure that those core values synchronize with the life plan that you're creating.
Well, you know, when we use the term simple, I think, I think the word simple has gotten a bad rap.
Right.
It's gotten a bad rap. It's gotten to mean simple, but less than. You see, we have this notion, right, that the word simple means small. And I want to talk about that when we come back from break, because, you know, there's something that you talk about throughout your book about being bold, about stepping out in the world with this note of courage, gumption, and much more. You know, as a matter of fact, I mean, you talk about creating your own crystal ball. What would that look like if we looked inside? You know, would we look inside and think to ourselves, oh, I want to give up. I have to give up my dream. Simple doesn't mean that in this context. We're going to take a short break when we come back. Bonnie Michaels joining us here today. What does simple mean to you? Can you see simple and abundant in the same sentence? Can you see simple and prosperity? Well, there are many, many things out there that are so amazingly powerful in the world. And you have the right to do that thanks to this incredible book, Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags, 29 Tips for Sustainable Success. Bonnie Michaels and Allison Blankenship have authored this book, and we're helping get it out in the world. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what are you dreaming about? Do you have a dream? And what can Bonnie say to help all of us sustain the dreams that we do have? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Upside, how to zig when life zags. And, you know, you're talking to two women right now that pretty much understand all about the zagging and what it takes to get back to the zigging, what it takes to get back to the upside. Bonnie Michaels joining us here today. And as I said before, if you want to find out more about Bonnie, about the book, and about what you can do to create your own destiny, go back to the website, www.upsidethebook.com. You know, this question that I raised around simple and, you know, does simple mean that we have to compromise on our dream? I think it's so important to address that because that's not what you're saying in the book. But yet so many folks right now, I had a woman say to me, Bonnie, I don't know how to dream anymore. And I almost cried. Because that is a lost energy, right? So I'd love for you to talk about this.
Right, and I think that there are many aspects to the dreaming. I just want to refer to the fact that my husband and I took a year off 10 years ago, and we were at a juncture in our lives where we felt we really needed to have a renewal and rethink how our lives were going to look for the future. And we took one suitcase each, and we got a round-the-world ticket, and we chose some places in the world where we could volunteer and be useful. And that year was like really shaking everything up. I mean, we had a budget. It wasn't a vacation. We learned to live in places, you know, little tiny places. We learned to travel without cars. We lived in the moment. There were no rigid schedules, and there were many, many opportunities for dreaming, because when you are in a new environment, you are not thinking about, you know, the to-do list all the time. Now, I know we all have to live and make pay bills, and we have responsibilities, and certainly if we have children, but I think you have to create some new environments where you can dream. Sometimes you can have a dream team, a support group, and I've had several of those to help me think through, you know, what do I want my life to look like? And to be able to verbalize that, you know, to other people. You know, who are the people that I want in my life? What kind of a place do I want to live in? What kind of work do I want to do? What are the things and activities that are going to create that wonderful feeling of passion and wanting to get up in the morning? I think a network of support of individuals who can play devil's advocate as well as to inspire are really, really important. I've had wonderful mentors through the years who at various junctures of my life have encouraged me to take risks. And that's part of the dreaming, you know, to take the risks. I left a corporate job and I said, I've done my research. I know that there's a place for an organization that will help companies with their employees that who have family conflicts. So I called it Managing Work and Family. And everyone around my, you know, the naysayers were saying, you can't leave your corporate job. How can you take this risk? And I said, I have to, because I'm being stifled. Well, that was in 1987, and it has been a wonderful organization that's taken me all over the world, and it's very successful. But it was a big risk. So some of the things in daydreaming means that you have to kind of step out of your comfort zone, volunteer, try things you've never tried before. This helps the daydreaming process because it kind of gets you out of your normal day-to-day process. And of course, you know, any type of meditative experience is really important. Quiet time. I get my best ideas when I'm walking on the beach or in a forest where, you know, it's calm. I'm letting my mind be focused on the here and now. That's all part of daydreaming, keeping a journal of thoughts. You know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you have this great idea. Well, get up and write it down. I don't think it's always an intellectual process. It is certainly part of an intellectual process because you do want to do some research around this, but you also have to allow yourself time to create. And that time usually comes when you are out of your normal circumstances. And certainly, I encourage people to develop these dream teams because out of that will come all kinds of creative ideas.
Well, you know, this is really such an important topic for all of us. And, you know, when we talk about dream teams, you want to talk about people that I don't know about you, but I'm sure you have about as many coaches as I have personally, who are neutral and objective and are going to help us, with our blind spots. You know what I'm seeing, Bonnie?
That's right. Exactly. Sometimes you don't see your own strengths, or you just don't see yourself the way other people see you. And I think it's so important to ask people those questions. You know, what do you see me doing? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And think about, you know, you almost have to get in that childlike place when anything was possible. You know, how you used to daydream as a kid that, oh, I want to be a skater, or I want to be a president. Well, I think you have to get back into that childlike state to allow yourself to just randomly think of all the things that you've always wanted to do, and then look at your skills, look at your strengths, and how can that be translated. I was a dancer. That was my first career, and when my husband got sick, I had to give that up. And it was one of the hardest things for me because that was my passion. But I learned to use dance as a way of creating a different kind of life, where I used it to constantly just take a class to be inspired so that I could think about what I needed to do next in my life, in my career. So I can't say enough about putting yourself out of, you know, the comfort zone a little bit and trying some things that really supports creative thinking.
I love it. You know, Bonnie, there's so much in the book, and I know there are certain things we, you know, didn't, tap into. But the book, for all of you out there, I just want you to know, the book is Upside, How to Zig When Life Zags. It's not simply a book that you're going to read and passively experience. What Bonnie and Allison do is not only do they give you opportunities to use all the tools that they've learned, but there are some incredible stories in here. This is really a blueprint for all of us that are looking at our lives, not necessarily in an upside way, but want to be in that upside energy. Bonnie, thank you for joining me here today. I want to ask you, do you have a personal message? What would you like to leave folks with today?
Well, I'd like to say that there are always answers to difficult questions. And we all really want to just be happy. And so think about what really makes you happy in your life and how you can create that happiness with your career, your friends, the way you live, and the important things in life. And thank you so much for inviting me. It's been such a pleasure talking with you. And I wish everybody the opportunity to find the upside.
I love that. For those of you out there, where can we find you on Facebook?
Oh, we've got our own Facebook page, which is Upside the Book. And certainly you can find my own, my Bonnie Michaels page and Allison Blanken page. And we've got a blog. And we've got a newsletter and all kinds of book discussion handouts and things. So if people want to, you know, have a little group where they can talk about these things in a book discussion situation, they can. So they just need to go to our website.
I love it. Make sure you all check it out. And for more on the Dr. Pat Show, we're at Facebook.com. / Dr. Pat Show or Facebook.com/ Transformation Radio. Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you all again
for tuning us in, turning us on. Amazing. You can have an upside in your life every day. Actually, you can be the upside. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com.